So, Joanne, obviously you spoke very well about Catalan independence and the appetite for it and their upcoming consultation on the 9th. What do you think has driven the growth in the call for Catalan independence?
I think there are different questions. One question is the fact that that the regime that comes from fascism in Spain from 78 has been growingly difficult to carry for us, for different questions, political and cultural questions. Then there is the question of, or the fact that the Spanish state in some moment, especially in the 90s, began to try to re-centralize the state and began to try to get back the, you know, all the evolution of autonomy. And the third question is economical crisis, which has grown the idea that there is the need of a deep political change. Then the possibility of finishing with the Spanish parliamentary monarchy and the possibility of the whole institutional change maybe did this interesting too for people. And of course there are other deeper questions, no, which are the fact that finally Catalans are not Spanish, no? And these are things that in sometimes maybe can be like hidden and that other times are like present.
Also, you were speaking how this was very much a movement that was from the grassroots. Do you think that kind of has to be the case given there are so many different political parties involved in the fight for independence and maybe they see it in different ways? Do you think it is important that it does come from the people on the street, it does come from the grassroots?
Yeah, sure. Because we don't have to think that this is the same thing in my country, in Ireland, in United States or in Russia, you know? Democracy is not a real regime, no? Then even if you can prefer to have a parliament with representative parties, it is not sure that these parties will represent people. In fact, it's almost sure that these parties will not represent people. Then what do we need now? What we need is the kind of popular politics, which means that the question is simple. We have no electoral projects. We have nothing about it. We only think that we need self-determination. Then this is the feeling of the majority of people in Catalonia. Now, in the other hand, there are very other questions because they are thinking, even if they are independentists like the Republican left, no? Esquerra Republicana, they are independentists. They never say no. And in fact, I have no reason to say they are not independentists. But it's sure that they are a party which is analyzing the electoral polls, you know?
Yeah.
And then now the situation is okay for them because they know they are going to win, no? But on the other hand, Convergencia, which is the right-wing party, maybe they are thinking, what do we have? We stop this or we keep forward?
Yeah.
What is going to give us good results? But this is not the only thing. The other thing is that all these parties depend on the capital because all these parties are financially dependent. No, not only because of the money for the electoral campaigns, but for the press too. The press is paid by the bourgeoisie. The bourgeoisie have some interests. They don't want politics of risk, you know. And then if the press doesn't support you, you are going to lose elections too. No, this is the problem of the system. And then what is interesting for us, that the role of the people become a main role.
And just one point, I mean, obviously the Spanish Constitutional Court has said that this vote will not be officially recognised and it won't have an impact, but just, I mean, what will a yes, you know, to Catalan independence on the 9th of November, I mean, can you sum up maybe what that will actually mean?
This referendum is not a thing very like it's not our project, you know. It's only for a part of the country. We don't like the question. We don't like anything, but or nothing. But the fact is that the best situation in the future for us is that 2 million people is 2 million people going on Sunday to vote for independence and creating a situation very difficult to manage for the Spanish government and for the Catalan government. We need that the politics have great difficulties, but if they have great difficulties and they have no way out, then is when people have the power.
And I mean, you spoke as well about how the potential for independence in one autonomous region could have an effect on others. I mean, do you think the desire is there at the moment across Spain for more, certainly more autonomy in these regions and even the independence, you know, not just in Catalonia, but across the board and in the likes of the Basque Country as well?
We have here three national realities fighting against Spain, which are the Catalans, the whole Catalan countries, not only Catalonia, the Basques, and Galicia. These are the places where national consciousness is strong, and then these are the places where people have a real will, no, of breaking this state and this establishment. But the situations are very different because I have no news about Galicia now. But in the Basque Country, for example, which has been they had the leadership, no, in this question. But now they are in a special situation because they left armed struggle, no, and now they are trying to get peace. Then this is not the best situation. I don't know if it's the best situation, but it has not become the best situation for this, no. Then in Catalonia there is great effervescence about it, but it's not a thing which is in the whole state. The only thing which is in the whole state is the desire for changing, and this is really growing not only in the historical nations, but in Spain too, in Madrid or in Andalusia or in these places. No, then there is the will to change, and then there are the historical conflicts which has his own development.
Thanks very much for your time, Joan. I'm sure that we have plenty of Queen's students keeping an eye on the vote for independence. Best of luck.
Thanks to you.